Lecture topic, Bringing the Muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala to the Heart.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Most respected علماء الكرام, brothers and elders. The most important organ inside this insan is his heart, physically also and spiritually as well. This heart, the heart is called qalb in Arabic, it's the word qalb. And qalb means something that keeps changing, can change in a moment from one place, one end to the other. Sometimes you see a person very happy, he's enjoying himself, then some, whatever happened, whatever news reached him, whatever some thing took place that just suddenly flipped him from the moment of from the condition of happiness and plunged him into grief. Sometimes a person is very down, very, very sad, and then somebody came and said something or something just happened around him, and from that condition of extreme sadness, from feeling depressed, he's suddenly now elated, he's suddenly very, very happy. This is the condition of the heart. From one moment, it just changed from where to where. Likewise, spiritually, the person's heart, in one moment, it can be in some place, it can be in a very good condition, and Allah forbid, way it can flip. And likewise the other way around. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before he accepted Islam, in the run up to his becoming a mu'min, he set out of his house with the most evil intention that anybody could ever have had on earth. He didn't have iman yet, and the intention that which he set out of his house with was na'udhu billah summa na'udhu billah, to assassinate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That intention, which perhaps nobody else even had the guts to entertain, and he left his home with this evil intention, the worst intention that a person could have had. The incident is well known, we may have heard it many times, but the crux of it is Allah Ta'ala willed it, that en route to getting to go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this evil intention, he got diverted to his sister's house. And when he gets there, from outside he overhears some ayat of the Quran Sharif being recited, being learned and taught. And then many other details in the incident, he got very enraged about this also. But eventually that had made a place in his heart. The ayat of the Quran Sharif made a place in his heart immediately. It impacted deeply in his heart when he saw the pages of the Quran Sharif lying there, and he recited what's there. And from that severely evil condition of his heart, he and became his slave. From leaving his home with that evil intention and determination, na'uzu billah, to assassinate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now he came in a condition that he's ready to give his life for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now that's the heart. One moment it can change from where to where. And unfortunately, sometimes it goes in the opposite direction too. That a person was, mashallah, in a very good condition in terms of his iman. He was in a very stable situation in terms of his deen. He had this consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. And then suddenly it flipped. But now the question is that it just flipped just like that. Things just happen. Is there no system? So there's a system. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, he was headed towards this very evil intention of his, trying to now go and fulfill this very evil intention. Allah Ta'ala's fazal that it brought him to an environment of the Quran Sharif. An environment of people of Iman. His sister, his brother-in-law were mu'mineen already. And they were busy learning and teaching the Quran Sharif. Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala was there teaching them. So Allah ta'ala willed it that he came into an environment of Quran Sharif. He came in an environment of Iman. And having come in that environment of Iman, that environment of Quran, from what kind of condition he came with in his heart, up to this great level that he became a slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the sense that ready to give his life for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, became a mu'min with extremely firm Iman, and a person who now was ready to give his life for Deen. But what changed him? Outward means that became the catalyst for this. The outward means was the environment of Iman. The outward means was the environment of the Quran Sharif. So now this became the means. And from where to where it took him, subhanAllah. Likewise, when people unfortunately fall the other way around, from a condition of the Iman being in their hearts being inclined towards Deen, the person wants to be in the masjid performing his salah, person wants to hold the Quran Tarif and recite the kalam of Allah Ta'ala, he wants to be doing what is good, and suddenly everything is gone the other way around. So it just happens? No, it doesn't just happen. It happens by a system that if a person comes into a room that is where the air conditioning is on, he's going to feel cool. And if he goes in a place where the heaters are on, he's going to feel hot. The environment, the whatever is around, that's going to impact on him. This is a standard principle that we all understand. So where a person puts himself, what kind of environment he puts himself into, what association he puts himself in, all that's going to impact on him. And that's going to impact deep down on his heart. Now when a person puts himself in a negative environment, in terms of his deen, in terms of Iman, in negative company, whether it is physical company, he's sitting in the company of people who are, for example, people without Iman, people who are far away from deen, people who have very far away inclinations in terms of deen, far away from deen. So he's going to get impacted by that. He's sitting in an environment where people are talking about filth and evil. That's going to impact his heart. And the heart is what drives us. The heart is what drives a person. If that car, for example, the windows are not working, say, fine, I'll carry on, no worry, we'll get to the destination. If the router is not working also, you just be careful, but don't worry, you'll find, you'll get there. And whatever else might be a little bit, it might give you a bumpy ride because the tire something is a problem. But if the engine is not working, then you're not going to get anywhere. So likewise, the engine of this insan is his heart. Spiritually also, this is his engine. This is his life. And if this heart is in the right place, this heart is filled with the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, this heart is filled with the mahabba and the love of Allah Ta'ala, then it's going to drive him in that direction. And if this heart is in the wrong place, he's sitting in company that is impacting on him, or it's not physical company, then it is device company. And he's gone way not the whole world, he's touring the whole world, all kinds of places, sitting in the company of atheists, reading that kind of articles. Article of some atheist, now corrupted his whole heart, and his Iman is gone. Now he's harboring severe thoughts and doubts, but out of nothing, because of his own ignorance. And he's impacted his heart, now people are explaining to him, but he can't figure out what's going on, because his heart got affected by this filth and evil that he read. Now he's looking at things that he should never be looking at, as a result of which his heart got plunged in darkness. Now when his heart got plunged in darkness, he can't see good from bad. What is good, he can't see it. So what is going to give him the peace, the comfort, the goodness of his own home, the halal that Allah Ta'ala blessed him in his own home, he can't see that. That his heart is disinclined from. Why? Because when a person gets sick, when a person has a severe flu, congested, then the good things don't taste good for him anymore. And the bitter things, that's what he gets inclined to. And he will harm himself without realizing what he's doing. So now when he plunged his heart in the darkness of all that evil and filth that he was watching on his phone, or wherever else he was gone to, so as a result of that, that heart becomes completely disinclined from the halal that Allah Ta'ala blessed him with. And now he's looking for more haram. So now where all this happens? It happens in the heart. What the heart is exposed to, what kind of environment. Therefore in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-mar'u ala deen khaleelihi, falyamdur ahadukum man yukhadil. The person follows the deen. Deen means way of life. He follows the way of life of his friends. What kind of company he keeps. The company a person keeps is what he will do. If he is a non-smoker, for example, and he suddenly finds company of smokers, so you can write it down, can inscribe it on rock, that he will become a smoker. And if he decides to start smoking something other than what they are smoking, then eventually he will be smoking what they are smoking. You can write it down. And if this sounds like, no, it doesn't really happen like this, then there are many people who are there to testify how they fell in that. Numerous people will testify that I started off just wanting to enjoy the company but never wanting to get into this. But as they say, one thing leads to another, that company leads to the actions of the company. Sitting in the company leads to becoming involved in what the company is doing. So this is the issue, that the heart is very, very sensitive. As we discussed right at the beginning, one moment the heart is so happy, can get plunged into grief in one moment. Person is down, feeling sad, feeling very, very low, and something can just move it in the opposite direction. Suddenly he's elated, he's overjoyed. That's how sensitive the heart is. It can just flip from one moment to the other. Spiritually also, this is how sensitive the heart is. It can just go into one direction or the other. And therefore there's so much of emphasis in deen about keeping this heart in the right place. Meaning keeping ourselves, because our heart is within us, keeping ourselves in the right environments, in the right places. Now, we are heading towards the end of the year. It's already some kind of holiday time that is coming in between. And then people start already planning for the long holidays from now. But often we planning for what? People are planning to put themselves in the midst of environments of sin. Long in advance, people are booking at exorbitant prices and whatever else, or planning somewhere down the road to, but for where and what. Person knows full well what goes on in that environment at that time of the year especially, and he knows it's an environment filled with all kinds of vice and sin, nudity at every step, music blaring, and whatever other vices continue in that entire environment, and a person is planning and premeditating and booking himself to be in the midst of that. So now he's booking himself for the damage to his iman. He's booking himself to plunge his heart into evil. He's booking himself to fill his heart with that darkness. And now when the darkness comes, the Quran Sharif says, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. That it's not the eyes that become blind. The eyes don't become blind. But it is the heart within that becomes blind. Now, what does this mean? The eyes don't become blind, but the heart becomes blind. Now, for example, the person gets caught up in some fitna. Allah save us all. The person got caught up in that fitna. He got caught up in some haram relationship, and now he's getting deeper and deeper in it, so he's seeing now what's going on. He already got caught up, he already got caught, the whole drama is unfolding, his marriage is on the rocks, he can already see now what disaster is coming towards his children. He can see all this with his eyes, but he's still carrying on because the heart got blind. So the eyes are seeing it, but the heart can't understand it. And the heart is still going in the same direction. And it already now nearly, one time around, nearly toppled everything. And then Allah's fazal, somehow it got saved in time. It goes down the same route. Why? فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. It's not the eyes that become blind, but the heart within that becomes blind. So now the reality is, the eye is seeing it, but the heart, if the eye was closed, if the eyes were blinded in reality, so can a person see where he's walking? If there's a snake in the path, what can he see? He'll walk on it, he'll put his foot onto it and get bitten. If there's a ditch there, can he see there's a ditch there? He'll walk right into the ditch. If there's some gold lying on the side, he'll walk past and he won't even look at it. He won't even bother about it. He can't see it. Whereas it's there for him to take, for example. Anybody left it and the big note there, free for anyone. But he's blind, what he can see. So now all the good things, the things that are going to benefit him in dunya and akhirat, beyond gold is all over at his access. That azan of the muazzin is calling him, hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. He's blind now, what is going to hear? His heart is blinded to the realities. That opportunity he had the day of Jumu'ah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the person who recites the most durood will be closest to me. And among the things that have been emphasized for the day of Jumu'ah, أَكْثِرُوا عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً, that make abundant, recite abundant durood sharif on the day of Jumu'ah. But his Jumu'ah also goes in just the same way. Whatever else carries on, why? Because if a person's eyes are closed, he can't see the gold on the side, he can't see the diamonds lying around, the rubies and gems. Because he's now blinded. If his eyes are open, he'll see all this. Then he'll want to take, he can't take enough. He won't be able to manage. His heart will still be desiring, but his hands are full. So now that's the whole need, to open the heart out. To remove the cataracts of the sight of the heart. Now the person will see the ditch. I can't walk in this direction. I'll fall, I'll hurt myself, I'll kill myself. This is a very dangerous, this is a thorny bush here, I'll hurt myself in this. And these are things for me to take. Now the a'mal, the great blessings of Allah Ta'ala that are in all the things that we have been made, that's available to us, the a'mal, etc. Being in the right environments, being in the right company, going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, all this now will appeal to one. Because now he'll be able to see the reality of it. So the issue is at heart. The issue at heart is the heart itself. The issue is about the heart. How we bring the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this heart. Because it's the heart that drives a person. And when this is in the heart, his heart will drive him to the house of Allah Ta'ala. The heart will drive his hands towards holding the Quran Sharif. And to look into the Quran Sharif and recite the Quran Sharif. And the heart will drive him to do good for people around him. He will give priority to serving his parents, serving people around, rather than wasting his time in futile things. That will be a source of joy and happiness for him. That subhanallah, this is an opportunity. I will bring some goodness to people and bring some happiness to the heart of a mu'min. Allah Ta'ala loves this greatly. Idkhalu sururi fi qalbi al-mu'min. One of the great ibadat is to bring happiness to the heart of a mu'min. Obviously within the limits of Shariat. So now he's got an opportunity, rather than being wasting time in futile things, let me do something to help someone. Let me do something to make somebody comfortable in some way. When all this will happen? When the heart is in the right place. When the heart is connected to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And otherwise, if the opposite is the case, then that heart will drive him away from the masjid. He'll drive past the masjid while the salah is taking place and going nowhere. He'll be going nowhere but won't be able to come into the masjid. Why? Because the heart will be driving him elsewhere. He'll drive very easily to places of vice and evil, but he won't be able to just go down the road to the masjid, to the house of Allah Ta'ala. His hands will keep pressing buttons the whole night, haram buttons. But to turn one page of the Quran Sharif, 5 minutes, that will be like an impossibility. Why? Because the heart is driving it somewhere else. The tongue will talk the whole night, futile talk. But to recite some zikr of Allah Ta'ala, take Allah's name, recite Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described as of ahabbul kalami ilallah. The most beloved of all kalam and speech to Allah Ta'ala are these kalimat, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. The whole night a person's tongue was talking futile talk. He didn't get the tawfiq of reciting subhanallah once that whole night. What is the situation? Why? The question would be why? How come? And if somebody came and now just sat there and gave some targheeb and some encouragement, this is such a great, valuable aspect, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Okay, we sat the whole night and we were talking futile things. This is a time of tahajjud now. Let us make two rakats of tahajjud. Tahajjud, fajr is gone. Just before fajr time comes, the person falls fast asleep. Whole night he sat awake. He sat awake in some entertainment, in some other, whatever he was up to, but his fajr went away. And forget tahajjud, the fajr went away also. Fajr, the farz went away, the isha couldn't get made. Why? The question will be why? Now imagine in that condition, that reality which nobody is ever going to escape, the reality of death. If Malakul Maut and the angel of death comes in that condition, that a person's heart is far away from Allah Ta'ala. Everyone has to meet death. Nobody is going to escape that. And there's no precondition of when a person reaches a certain age, or when he is now going to be sick, how many healthy, fit person went away in a moment? Sometimes outwardly this was something became the means, and sometimes nothing. The person was walking healthy, fit, and he collapsed and passed away. How many times this happens? We are immune to it. We've got some guarantee. I'm going to live till 75, 95. We don't have a guarantee for the rest of today also. So the time is now to turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to make sincere tawbah, to make this firm determination, to put ourselves in the right environments, in the environments of deen, to avoid and stay far away from any environment that's going to negatively impact on this heart in terms of our iman, that will disincline us from deen. Such friends, we look down upon nobody, and don't associate with anybody that is not inclined to deen. We cannot for one moment regard ourselves as better than anybody, because we don't know our end result or somebody else's end result. What's tomorrow, we have no idea. Where somebody might make tawbah and reach tomorrow, we can't imagine. But the Quran Sharif has given us a clear direction. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. And adopt taqwa, the prescription for adopting taqwa, or the method of adopting taqwa, the prescription is to adopt taqwa, but how will this happen? Allah Ta'ala says, "Kunu ma'as sadiqeen." Be in the company of the righteous, of the truthful. You want to become muttaqi, you want to become somebody who's close to Allah Ta'ala, this is the only way. And together with that, the hadith sharif, the hadith that we discussed, al-mar'u ala deeni khaleelihi. This is the advice Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving. Person will follow the way of his friends. So therefore, فَلْيَنْدُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. That beware of who you befriend. Make sure that you are in the company of a friend that will take you towards deen, that will take you towards consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, that will take you away from sins and vice. Otherwise, if that company is going in a different direction, like it or not, this person is going to get dragged in the same direction. Allah forbid, somebody drags us towards Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah Ta'ala make us also those who will take others to Jannat. Take us to Jannat as well. And make us those who will take others to Jannat. And also give us the consciousness, the realization that the most valuable thing is this iman. Life is very uncertain. We have no idea what happens in the next moment, next minute. We therefore have to do everything to look after this deen, look after our iman. And one very crucial part of that is the environment we put ourselves in, whether the physical environment, whether this device environment, whatever it is, we have to make sure it is conducive to iman. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.